Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. The first tip I have for you guys is on posture. Now, I feel like this one is a little bit more low key, a little bit more underrated, because I feel like whenever we talk about confidence, we're so excited and so like motivated to talk about self-awareness, self-esteem, self-worth, self-love, things like that, which I do have a couple of tips that will touch on those because they are very important. However, posture and how you hold yourself, how you hold your head, how you hold your body, body language is so important when it comes to confidence. Again, we are all energetic beings, right? So a lot of times when you walk into a room, when you walk into a specific environment, a specific space, people are sizing you up before you even say a word. And not only that, but you are internally sizing yourself up. Have you ever noticed that if you walk into a space and you're not really comfortable, you're not feeling confident, you almost start to shrink your body? Like, you don't really want to be seen. You don't really want to take up too much space. You don't really want to be noticed because you don't feel good about yourself, and maybe you don't feel that confident about the environment that you're in. However, if you walk into a place and you are feeling confident, you are feeling good about being there, you walk in with a different type of vibe. Like, you feel me? Like, you stepping right, you looking around, you like, who all here? Like, you looking around like, what's the vibe? You feel me? Like, do y'all deserve to experience me today? Should I even be here? Should I bless y'all with my presence? You feel me? And it's not even a thing about, okay, also, guys, if you see me, if you watch me on the video and you see me like brushing this freaking hair away from my face, it's very upsetting, okay? I'm wearing this wig and it's like, you know, I tried to do curtain bangs and it's giving very much hair all in my face, all in my eyes, all in my mouth. So apologies for that. It definitely is like a confidence thing to be able to adjust your posture. So one thing I always like to remind myself and remind others is that whenever you walk into a room, whenever you walk into a space, an environment, you know, whether it be the grocery store, whether it be a gala of some sort, a party, an event, the gym, walk in like God himself sent you there. Walk in like, you know, you about to bless these folks with your presence. This is not an ego thing, okay? This is not a thing of like, I'm better than you. I am this, I'm that. This is a thing of, you know your worth. You know that you deserve to be wherever you're showing up. You know that you are meant to be there. You know that if you weren't supposed to be there, you wouldn't be there. Walk in like you know that. Remember that. Tell yourself that. A lot of times, I personally like will do this thing where I look down when I walk. And a lot of times that has to do with the fact that I wear heels pretty much everywhere. And also, I have a tendency to trip over my own feet because I'm either walking so fast or I like just trip over things naturally. I'm like kind of clumsy in that way. So I like will look down, and not from a place of lack of confidence, but more so from a place of I'm trying not to trip over my own feet. But even that in and of itself, like, even though it's not coming from a place of lack of confidence, if I'm walking and I'm looking down, that's what it's giving off. People are like, oh, she's not, you know, looking up. She's not looking me in the eye. She's not looking where she's going. It looks like you're not confident. So pick your head up, look straight ahead, and walk like you own the place. Like, walk like you deserve to be there, because you do. When you walk into a room, another thing that I love to do is scan the room. Look around. Who all here? What's the vibe giving? Do a vibe check real quick. See what it's giving. See if you even want to be there. So a lot of times when we do certain things, whether it's going on a date, going into an interview, going into a space where we feel like the other person, the other party or parties have the upper hand, if you will, like energetically, like maybe, you know, you're walking into a place where You don't really know them. You don't really know the space. It's new to you. We have a tendency to want to give our energy and our power away. And so we walk in and we're timid and we're shy. We don't really make eye contact as much. We're kind of like, you know, we're like shrinking in our own boots, if you will. And you have to not do that. As much as it's, you know, really awkward sometimes, like walk in and like make eye contact with people, it really does help if you just walk in. And if you have to do the whole act it, fake it till you make it thing, like do that. But I really think part of it is just walking in. And I said this in the first episode too, when I talked about confidence, knowing that everyone else in the world has been in a similar place that you are in. Everyone has, you know, had to start school, like had to experience like a first day of school. Everyone's had to experience a first day of work. Everyone's had to experience like going to a new gym. Everyone's had to experience going on a first day, going to a first interview. Anyone who's been successful, who's done something that you want to do, they had to have a step one. They had to have a step one. And so the difference between you right now and them, wherever they are, is the fact that you're experiencing your step one right now, and they may have already experienced it, but that doesn't take away from the fact that you guys are no different. You both had to have a step one. So walk in remembering that. Like I said, scan the room, right? So when I walk in to the gym, I always, you know, make eye contact with the person at the front. I say hello. Sometimes I make a little chit chat, you know, chatty watty. And then I walk in and I'm looking around like, who here? What's the vibe giving? Like, what machine am I going to be on today? Let me see. Is that open? Okay. Is that open? All right. Mm-hmm. Just like, look like you know what you're doing. And honestly, even if it feels like you're faking it at first, your body will kind of take over and it will feel natural and come to you naturally. So yeah, remember the posture though, head held high. I always think of, if you've ever done like ballet or bar or Pilates, especially Pilates, like they would always do this in Pilates. Whenever we're doing like certain movements and stuff like that, they'd be like, sit up straight. I'd be thinking, and I'm sitting up straight. She'd be like, straighter. I'd be like, oop. Whoop. So it was like, literally pretend you're like, you got a string all the way through, like going all the way through the midline of your body. And someone has like pulled the string from the top of your head. So like pull it up, sit up straight, stand up straight, eye contact, smile. Mm-hmm. Do a little smirk, a little smize, if you will. And honestly, it just really changes everything. Oh, it's 11:11, you guys. I love that for us. Number two, take yourself on dates and learn to be really comfortable with yourself. Okay, so I literally talk about this. Maybe, do I talk about this all the time? I mean, I don't know, but we talk about it now. So get with it. Okay, take yourself on dates. This is for everybody. This is if you're single. This is if you are in a relationship, if you're married, if you're figuring out what you want to do with dating. I don't care what your situation is. This isn't about your significant other. This isn't about a partnership with another. This is about a partnership with yourself. Take yourself on dates. Take yourself on experiences. Treat yourself in a beautiful, luxurious, amazing way. Court yourself. What this does is this allows you to really remember and see your worth. Going back to the whole self-esteem, self-worth thing, sometimes when it comes to confidence, like we don't show up with that confidence because we don't believe that we are that bitch. Like we're not really feeling like we are, you feel me? But the more that you start to have those experiences with yourself, the more that you start to treat yourself, the more that you start to court yourself, the more that you start to do these things for yourself, you start to be like, I'm really her. I'm really him. Like, what's up? You feel me? And then you move with that energy in the world. I told y'all, I went on this date with myself the other day. I always do like lunch or, you know, just random things like going to like the grocery store. Obviously, you know, the grocery store is like whatever, or Target or the bookstore, things like that. So things that are kind of like low risk, if you will. The thought of going on dinner or going out to dinner by myself was always a little anxiety provoking because at dinner, meanwhile, this is a Friday night too. Y'all know Friday night dinner? Oh, everybody and their mama out. What you mean? Everybody out. They doing their dates. It's, you know, the end of week. People trying to go out for drinks. We trying to celebrate. So like Friday night dinner, oh baby, it's giving traffic. It's giving high capacity. So I literally was like, this is going to be my challenge of the week. So I picked a time purposely that wasn't too late because I was like, I can't do an 8 o'clock dinner. That's too risky. That's too crazy right now. Let me like bring it down a notch. I think I did like, what, 6 o'clock or 5:30, 5, 6, 5 or 6 o'clock, something like that. So anyways, I go out to the restaurant. I get there. Immediately I get there, I'm feeling better because it's not as full as I thought it would be. More people started coming in as I sat down and ate, but by that time I was comfortable. Like, I literally had a beautiful chat with the waitress. With a waitress? I had a great chat with the waitress. We were chatting it up. She was, you know, giving me the recommendations for the rolls and the drinks and things like that. I had brought AirPods that day because I was like, okay, if anything, I could put on a podcast, I could put on a YouTube video, whatever. But I didn't pull out my AirPods once because I was really just trying to allow myself to be in that energy of like enjoying myself, like looking around, enjoying the food, enjoying the atmosphere, just vibing. And when I tell you, my confidence throughout that entire thing went up. It started from the minute I left my house. No, actually started from before that, because one thing I did my hair, I did my makeup, I put on a beautiful black dress, I put on heels, I put on perfume, I wore a cute bag. I was like, we getting dressed up for who? For me, period. I walked out the house. I went there. I drove there. When I tell you I walked up, I'm sure some people said, who's she going on a date with? Myself? Yes, ma'am. And listen, when I tell you, like, I walked in there, I was a little bit nervous. Like, they were like, oh, you want to sit at the bar? Because I think typically when you go to a restaurant by yourself, it can be easier to sit at the bar because a lot of times, like, you'll see more people who are, like, by themselves sitting at the bar. But I was like, I want a table. So I sat at the table. Again, the whole thing was vibes. And the longer the dinner went on, the more comfortable I became, to the point where by the time I was, like, getting close to finishing my meal, the restaurant was packed. There was a couple next to me with, like, a baby. There was a couple on the other side of me. But I didn't feel weird. I didn't feel like, oh, my God, I'm here by myself. It's couples everywhere, whatever, whatever. I was like, should I order me another lobster shumai? Is what I was thinking. I was thinking about my food. What you mean? Like, I was really vibing. That just goes to show, like, I went there, I set the bar for myself. I allowed myself to kind of go in and ease into it. And by the time I was eased into it, I had myself a drink. I was really just courting myself, enjoying my company. My confidence went up and up and up throughout the dinner, to the point where by the time I was leaving and the restaurant was packed, like, I was feeling good. I was so proud of myself. I was so happy. And you know how I felt after that? After that, I felt like, now, if I ever do another dinner alone, which I absolutely will, like, now I know I can do it. It's almost like when you do something hard and when you have that experience the first time, like, you might go into it feeling like really scared, really anxious, really whatever. After you kind of have that first experience and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad, your confidence goes up. Your confidence goes up. You realize, like, I really deserve these things that I'm asking for in life. I really deserve to treat myself in that way. And other ways too, especially if you are single, I think this is even more important because it allows you to recognize the importance of the type of relationship, the type of courtship that you're calling in. If I could go out to dinner, spend like the money I spent on myself for dinner that night, have a beautiful time, beautiful energy, enjoy myself, you think I'm out here trying to have some sort of like man come after me, not even trying to court me properly? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? So the more that you have these experiences with yourself, the more that you raise your own bar and your own standard for how you're treating yourself, the more that you command more confidence in your life, and the more that you raise the standard and the bar for the relationships that you have in your life. Again, romantic, platonic, every type of relationship, because you're like, no, I'm not finna settle for no nonsense, because why would I ever do that when I could bring myself to get sushi and lobster shumai? Absolutely not. So yeah, take yourself on dates and have fun doing it. Okay, so the next one is to hype yourself up. Remember who you are. Lock in on your strengths and don't be afraid to be proud of them. You can be humble while also being proud of yourself. Okay, let's talk about this, because somewhere across the layers of the ethernet and the internet, people have created this discourse, this belief that if you are someone who is proud of your achievements, if you talk about the amazing things that you have done in the world, in your life, if you focus on those things for yourself, that you are bragging, you are not humble, you need to take a step back. First of all, no. There is such a thing as, you know, someone who is bragging, someone who is coming from it from a place of like ego, from a place of attempting to, you know, make others feel bad about where they are, or attempting to just do it in a way that doesn't feel good. As humans, we are energetic beings. So I feel like if someone is wanting to put others down, like we can feel that. We can see that. We know when that's happening. And that's a different thing than what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is hyping yourself up. acknowledging your achievements, being proud of yourself. Don't be afraid to be proud of yourself. Do not be afraid to sit with what you've done and to actually be like, damn, I did that. And I'm really, really happy that I did that. I'm really excited for myself that I did that. If you left a job that you hated, that wasn't serving you, be proud of yourself. You know how many people stay in the job that they hate time and time again? And no, I'm not talking about the people that need to stay in that job for X amount of time because of their finances. Obviously, I understand that's the situation, but if you have a way that you can kind of like fall back on, you know, resources in your life, whether that be like moving back in with your parents, whether that be, you know, finding a different job, moving forward with the side hustle, all these different things. If you have left something, a job, a relationship, a home environment that is not serving you, be proud of yourself, because the amount of courage that that takes to do something like that, can we get into it? Can we get into it? If you have ever started something new, even if you didn't continue, even if you decided down the road, this isn't for me, starting something new takes an immense amount of courage. If you've ever shot your shot, y'all, one thing about me, I'm gonna shoot my shot. One thing about me, don't play with your girl, because one thing about me, I be like, yo, we all gonna die. I really don't know how much time I got left, like why I'm sitting here waiting for. I be shooting my shot. Sometimes it doesn't work out, okay? But that's okay. That's okay. I'd rather shoot my shot, have it not work out, than to never shoot my shot and be like, yo, like, could this have ever been a thing? The regret of not knowing for me always is like the worst feeling. I'm like, I'd rather know. I'd rather someone turn me down, get rejected, whatever, than me be like, damn, I never shot my shot. Like, I don't know what that could have been. Shooting your shot? The courage that takes. Oh my gosh. Like, so much stuff in our life, I feel like it takes so much courage for us to find the motivation, the inspiration to take those steps that we want to take. So like, be proud of those moments. If you've ever won an award for something, if you completed college, anything, like there's so many things that you can be proud of in your life. Even just things like if you woke up today, even that, because sometimes when you are going through and battling depression, and I've been there where everything feels so pointless. Everything feels like, what is the point of even waking up, getting out of bed, if this day is going to be kind of like a replica of the other days that I haven't enjoyed, the other days that I feel like life is pointless. If you have battled those feelings and if you have gotten yourself out of bed on those days, I am so proud of you, and you should be proud of you too. So it's about recognizing like those moments where we do things that, you know, to some people may seem simple, to us they may also seem simple, but they are big things, and celebrate those moments. The more that you celebrate those moments, the more that you build that confidence, because you get to see like, damn, I'm really out here doing some stuff. Build that confidence up by being proud of your achievements and knowing that every single thing that you're doing, when you are facing a choice between, you know, staying the same, staying stagnant, and growth, and you choose growth every single time, you need to be proud of that. And that helps you build confidence, because you start to realize and recognize like, damn, I'm really doing some stuff out here. And I love that for you. I really do. We're like breezing through these, you guys. We have like two more left. I feel like I haven't been, was I like just chatty in the beginning? Maybe I was, but
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Anyways, okay, so number four is one of my favorites, and this one is talk to random people. Practice your social skills in low-risk situations so that you're prepared for the ones that may make you feel more nervous. This is one of my favorites. And this is another reason why I really do enjoy my time in the South, because I just love chatting it up with random people. And one thing about the folk down here in Dallas, Texas, they're gonna talk back to me. So I truly love that for my soul. Practice talking to people. I think this is like a confidence thing, but it's also just a humanity thing. I think that a lot of times we all get so caught up in our like day-to-day lives, our specific bubbles. Like, we're main characters in our own lives, but we forget that other people are experiencing life too. Like, we forget that the person at the grocery store checking us out may have problems that they're sorting through. They may be having a good day or a bad day, that they have family too. Like, we forget that the person at Starbucks, or that the person at the gym that, you know, maybe racking the weights back up when we go to pick them up, that they are a person too. Like, we just are kind of moving through our lives almost like having interactions with people that we're so used to having interactions with. You know, you'll talk to your friends, you'll talk to your family, you'll talk to the people that you're used to talking to. But when it comes to strangers, like, we just close ourselves off. And I find it kind of weird, because I'm just like, yo, we're all humans. Like, we're all having a human experience. Like, why not chat it up? Why not connect with each other a little bit more? Let me give y'all an example, okay? So when I went the first day of the gym to work out, so this was the day after I signed up, I went for the first day to work out. I got on a treadmill. And when I got on the treadmill, I was feeling a little bit nervous, because I won't even lie to you. Initially, I had this fear that I was going to be like a sore thumb sticking out. And I had that fear. And I think it was good that I had that fear, because when you are going through a period of growth, when you step into a new level of your life, you might feel out of place. You might feel like everyone around you and everything around you feels bigger or better, quote unquote, right? Or feels more intimidating to you because you are not used to it. But that's a really good feeling to have, because the only way that we can continue to elevate, the only way that we can continue to grow and evolve, is if we're placing ourselves in situations where we feel that discomfort, where there are people that we can learn from, where there are people that are doing better than us in some sense that we can learn from. Like, that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? If you stay around the same people, the same things for all of your life, do you think that's really going to inspire growth? No. You're just gonna stay the same. So when I found myself that first day in the gym and I felt out of place, I recognized that feeling, but I felt good. I said, that means I made the right decision. So I got on the treadmill. I was feeling that nervousness, and there was a woman next to me on a treadmill. A normal situation, I might have gotten on that treadmill. I might have just gotten to my workout, had my earphones in, and just done my own thing. She would have been there. I would have been on, you know, my treadmill, whatever, working out. We would have been two people working out next to each other, not ever having a conversation or connection. But the first thing I did, and this was with instinct too, because I didn't even think about it. And I love when stuff like this happens, because I don't have a chance, my overthinking self, I didn't have a chance to overthink saying anything to her before I waved and I said, hi. I said, hi, good morning. And she looked at me and she said, hi, good morning. And I was like, how are you? And she's like, I'm good, how are you? And then we literally started talking. And I was on the treadmill for like 20 minutes doing my warm up. She was actually finishing up her workout with a walk. We talked the entire time. We exchanged numbers. We exchanged Instagrams. We planned to meet up at an event that the gym is having this week. That conversation, that connection, would that have happened had I not said hi? I don't know. Right? But kind of like what I talked about earlier with shooting your shot, like, you don't ever want to have to live with the regret of, what if I did that thing? What if I, whatever, versus knowing you did the thing and did it work out or not? It doesn't matter if it works out or not. All that matters is you take your chance, you shoot your shot. In those moments where you meet people, where you're doing something new, where you're trying something, you have those conversations with people, strike up conversations. You're at the grocery store, ask the person at the checkout how they're doing. Ask the person in the line behind you how they're doing. The person in front of you, oh, they're buying something that you wanted to try before. You're like, oh, I've never tried that thing. Like, what is it like? Have you, like, what does it taste like? What is it? You know, like, ask them for their recommendation. Like, literally, conversation with other people does not have to be that hard. And let me tell you something right now. If you're like, DeAndra, will I have social anxiety? I have social anxiety too. Okay. I have social anxiety too. This is coming from the me who overthinks, the me who, there are times when I can feel my body and I feel so awkward about it. I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, you walk into a room and you're like thinking about how you're swinging your arms. You're thinking about like what you're doing with your head. You're thinking, like you're overthinking everything that you're doing with your body because you feel so out of place. I experienced that too. But what I do is I do everything that I'm talking about in this episode. I'm like, okay, look around. I'm like, okay, make eye contact with people. I'm like, okay, let's strike up a conversation. The first day I walked into that gym, I struck up a conversation with a girl at the front. I literally walked in. I was like, hi, I'm here to see so-and-so for a tour. She was like, oh, okay. And then they had to like find the person who's going to give me the tour. But in that meantime, it was me and the person at the front desk, me and her. So I'm not going to sit there and be awkward and not speak. So I was like, oh, what's your name? Okay, like how long have you been working there? I was literally chatting it up with her. Someone else came over, one of the trainers. I started talking to him. I was like, what's your name? Found out where he was from, found out that we both moved to Dallas around the same time, struck up a conversation with him. And I think those are the moments where you truly, again, build that confidence. You build those social skills because you really get to see that everyone is just, people are just people. Like no one is better than you. No one is above you. Having conversations with people reminds you that you can hold your own too. The more that I have these conversations, the more that I'm putting myself out there and meeting more people, the more that I'm increasing the probability that I could meet more people that I connect with on that deeper level, the more that I'm increasing the probability that I could meet a person that I might connect with on a romantic level through these different situations. So have the conversations, like have the random conversations. And if you, you know, say hi to someone, you say good morning, whatever, and they're being kind of like standoffish and rude, like you don't have to continue the conversation. That's their prerogative. If they want to be rude, whatever. Clearly, you know, they need to work on being a nicer person. Because even when I have been having a bad day and I've walked into a place and I've just like not really been in the vibes, if I'm greeted by someone, hi, good morning, whatever, for me, that always puts me in such a better mood because it snaps me out of it. It's like, DeAndra, wait a second, like get out of your own head. Like other things are happening here. Okay, number five, ask questions and use each moment as an opportunity to learn. If you stop seeing things as success or failure, black or white, you're more likely to be confident going into them because you know that either way you're gonna win. So what I mean by this is, build curiosity around the world. Ask questions, ask people questions, ask yourself questions. Put yourself in situations where you may not know everything, but you also understand that you don't need to know everything. So this is a really good one for like career. So say you're ever, you know, in a job or in a meeting, in an interview even, and someone's like, oh, you know, do you know about X, Y, and Z? If you're not familiar with that software, that program, that thing, some people might be like, oh, just lie about it a little bit, you know, lie. But I feel like that's awkward because one, you putting yourself in a position where now you lying about something, say you knowing something, and then that person will be thinking, oh, you know, DeAndra knows about this. I'm gonna go ask her about this next time. It's like, don't ask me about that because I don't know nothing. I was just lying. But now you've exposed yourself. And now, especially if we're talking about career and a team, like now your team, your boss, whoever, can't really trust your word. So I always say it's better to admit that you don't know something, to ask questions, be like, no, I don't know about X, Y, and Z, but I would love to learn. No, I don't know about this, but like, you know, I found this program that I could enroll in that could teach me more about this and I could learn more about this. And I'm willing to do that. The more that you understand that you don't need to know everything, the more that you understand that the moments where you don't know everything, those are beautiful moments because you get to learn. You get to invite your curiosity. You get to invite your curiosity. I'm talking so damn fast, but you get to really invite your curiosity. Like those moments are so, so, so beautiful. It's not about success or failure, right? It's not about going into something and being like, okay, either I win or I lose. I get the job or I don't. I get the man or I don't. You know, it's not about black and white, winner or lose. It's about knowing that in every situation, like you still gonna win, period. Because even if you quote unquote fail, even if it doesn't work out the way that you wanted to, guess what? You got a lesson. You learned a lesson. Maybe you got an experience out of it. Maybe you got some free food. I don't know what the situation is, but maybe you got some free food out of it. Whatever the case is, there's always something that you can take away from a situation. There's always something you can take away. So you're not ever in a losing position. You feel me? Like you can't never lose. And the more that you realize that and recognize that, the more that you walk into any given situation and the more that you hold your head high and know, you finna walk out winning either way. Whenever I talk about shooting my shot again, you guys, like I said, I've shot my shot several times in life, more than several. I be shooting my shot all the time because I don't care. I be like, listen, we could all go down today. I'm gonna say what I gotta say to this person. I'm gonna shoot my shot. But my thing is like, Sometimes I do overthink. I won't even lie to you. I recently had a moment where I was overthinking a specific thing because I was like, oh, what if? And that got to the point where I was like, what if what? Because if you shoot your shot and it doesn't pan out, then what? Then that's not for you. That thing isn't for you. You can find something. You're going to find the other thing that is for you. You feel me? So it's like, I'm never going to be in a losing position. I'm going to shoot my shot. If it's a no, if I get rejected, if it goes left, whatever. Okay, cool. Yeah, I might take a little hit to my ego. Yeah, I might be sad for like a little day or two. What am I going to do? I'm going to move on. I'm going to get back up and I'm going to know it's not this, but it's going to be something better. If I shoot my shot and it goes right and it goes great. Oh, fabulous. Great. Lovely. Amazing. I'm happy. I love that for me. There's never a losing moment. You're never going to lose. You're never going to lose. Go into every situation knowing that, feeling that way, inviting the curiosity, inviting the questions. When you are in a meeting, back to the career example, when you are in a meeting, when you are in a place in your career where you're given an assignment and you ask a question or you ask multiple questions, no one is going to think you're stupid. Every time I have been in a career situation where I've been given an assignment and I ask questions, you know what I always hear? Oh, wow, that's a really good question. You know, we didn't think about that. Let's dive into that. So sometimes your questions poke holes in whatever thing that your team or your company wants to work on. And what it does is it actually invites them to fill those holes, to fix things that would have probably went wrong and went left had they moved forward without addressing it. So your questions can often bring about solutions that people didn't even think they needed to find, but they actually did need to find them. But your questions were what brought them to light. So don't underestimate the power of curiosity. Don't underestimate the power of not knowing. It's not naivete. It's more so that you are literally self-aware that you don't know this thing and then you are inviting answers. You want to know. You want to learn. And that's progressive, right? That is actually a good trait to have, to be curious, to want to learn more, to have a hunger to consume, to have a hunger to learn, to have a hunger to improve. That is literally a trait of all successful people. I never read that nowhere, but baby, I'm saying it right now, period. That's a trait of all successful people. All right, my loves, that is today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. If you did, of course, y'all know what to do, okay? On YouTube, thumbs up, comment down below. If you are on Spotify, Apple, any other podcast streaming platform that we love them all, okay? We love them all. If you're on any of the podcast streaming platforms where there are things to rate the podcast, please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed this episode and if you enjoyed the show. And also a written word review as well. It really helps the show to rank and to, you know, get seen by other people. So I really appreciate that. I am grateful to have you guys here, grateful to be here. And I really, truly hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.